Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It is a great day to be alive in Pittsburgh, PA. Welcome in to another scintillating edition of Cabale and Mac. Good morning, friends, Yinzers, countrymen, wherever you may be. Follow us on all the social media, X, Facebook, TikTok, of course, Instagram, at Cabale and Mac. And make sure you're subscribed on YouTube as well. If you're one of the next 162 subscribers, that'll make you one of the first 2,500 subscribers to the show on YouTube, which also means you'll be qualified to win an autographed Paul Skeens baseball down to the wire on that one. Yeah, it was not good last night.
Yeah, the values just went down, so.
It did not. It was one. It's not even a bad start. It's a bad start by Skeens terms last night. Four runs in four innings. They don't let him throw any more than 95 pitches anymore.
Hey, those small market teams can't win. Brewers.
I know. It's a shame what's happened to those Brewers. Another 11-game winning streak. It'll probably be 12 later this afternoon. Mitch Keller going against one of the Milwaukee studs, Brandon Woodruff, while Kaboom fires little tiny Nerf footballs at the wall over there. What is? Oh, that's your Super Bowl 43 commemorative ball. You should get that autographed there, big guy.
I'm not into autographs.
No?
What do I care about autographs for?
What do I care? People should be asking me for my autograph.
They do.
Autograph. We autographed the Penn State. We defaced the Penn State football helmet earlier this summer.
Please sign this piece of grass from the where your car got stuck.
What if somebody ripped up a piece of sod from the Fred Rogers Center parking lot and brought it to you and asked you to?
I wouldn't be shocked.
Authenticate it.
Wouldn't be shocked. I mean, Jeff Hathorn sent the. Of all people, the nicest man in the world sent a little dark picture to the Steelers media group.
No.
Yesterday that said, of all things, let me read it.
Hawk Hathorn.
I know I responded with the middle finger, but let me see what it said.
John brought up a good point. You should autograph a Rudy sub and send it to somebody.
Where is it at? A place that will live in infamy. And it was the picture of the patch of grass. And I responded with the emoji of the flipping the finger off.
You're allowed to do that on here if you want to. Nobody's going to.
Yeah, well, maybe John here, who's on our YouTube channel or whatever, might get offended by that.
No, I think John's cool with that. What people are already asking. We just barely started the show. By the way, thanks to our friends at Southwest Greens for supporting Cabale and Mac. We finally got some rain for the first time in like 2 weeks.
Oh, that was more rain.
Yeah, it was a storm.
Shook me out of bed.
It did. We had, I swear the lightning struck like right outside our house at like 5:30 in the morning. Shook the whole house. I think we had a power surge. Still can't get the laundry room lights to turn on. I'm not sure what's going on. But yeah, we got rain. So maybe your grass got the respite it needed. Maybe you're tired of taking care of the grass, though. Maybe you just want a little area around the kids' play set or around the pool, or you want to practice your golf. And they can do all of that. They can do the whole yard or just a little area. Southwest Greens, get a hold of them at southwestgreenspa.com. Jake will come out there and tell you exactly what they can do for your entire yard or parts of it, so you're not spending as much time mowing and weeding and watering and all that stuff. Have the best looking yard in the neighborhood with the least amount of maintenance. SouthwestGreensPA.com. We appreciate their support of the show. Got people jumping in here already saying that Was there news we were supposed to be looking out for? Donovan wants to know. What's Donovan referencing?
Maybe it was the let me think here. Maybe it was the out of the blue. Yeet.
Oh? Is there a yeet coming? This is what you do when there's big news. You just fire off a yeet tweet and hope that everybody reads your mind. Should we be keeping an eye out for something later today?
Maybe no. I don't think any time within the next week, but something might be coming down the pike here.
Really? Would it have anything to do with this guy?
Honestly, looking to be valued.
No.
In my eyes, when I look around and at my position, I think I'm 22nd as a D-tech on 36 as a D lineman, and I know what I bring to this team and what I'm capable of on and off the field, and so it's hard for me to after the year I've had to really justify playing at the number I'm playing at. I understand I signed a contract last year, but to be completely honest with you, when I signed that, I told him when I have an all-pro year, expect me to come back.
So he's come back and he said, pay me more guaranteed money. The Cam Hayward saga is now officially underway. Has been for a few days, but Cam spoke on, what was it, Monday afternoon during the one during the last couple of practices up at St. Vincent College in Latrobe. I said this on Saturday when we talked about it at the big Maine's golf outing out at Rolling Fields Kaboom. I don't know why he's doing this now. He has no leverage. If Cam Hayward misses a single snap of regular season football due to a contract dispute, I will run naked across the Clemente Bridge. It's not happening. He is not going to hold out of regular season action. The Steelers know that. He knows that. The whole world knows it. So why do the Steelers have to race to get an extension done with Cam Hayward now?
Well, I think the biggest issue was, I think maybe Cam might have not read the room. It wasn't going to his liking. I mean, he'd been trying to get something done here for a couple months, according to him. It wasn't moving in his direction. Purely speculation here, but this is how I see it goes down. His agent puts it out there, hoping to get the court of public opinion on his side, saying,
whoopsie, opposite there.
Yeah, you think about it, you're thinking of Cam Hayward. Hey, I had an unbelievable year. I'm not getting paid any money. I'm the face of the franchise on the Walter Payton Award. Of course they're going to side with me. Well, this is Pittsburgh, Cam. If you make a buck more than your neighbor, they're upset at you. They don't want you to get paid. You got a contract here. You got a contract. I mean, it's like you've never went and asked your boss for a raise.
Wait.
I do truly believe that. I mean, I don't care if you're under contract. The Steelers can say no. I can have the right to say, hey, can I have a raise?
Sure. Absolutely. Every single one of us would rather make more money to do what we're doing than what we're making right now. And we all have the right to go to our bosses and ask for a raise. Yeah. But for those of us that are under contract, our bosses have the right to say, you signed a contract. Yeah. And that's the deal that we're working under. Well, so
you can also say, yeah, you probably outperformed that contract. So you're right. We probably do owe you some money. I mean, you don't think that happens in any businesses?
It does. It does. It happens all the time. It's why people have performance bonuses written into their employment contracts. It's why. But here's the catch. Cam Hayward, in that contract that he signed a little over a year ago, or just about a year ago, didn't have a clause in there that said, if I'm an all-pro at the age of 35, you're going to rip up my deal and renegotiate a new one with me. He signed a deal that said, I'm going to work for this amount of money through the 2025 season, and 26 and beyond are not guaranteed. I get that. That's the deal. That's what I'm willing to do to get this reworked deal just a year ago. So the Steelers have every right to then say, Cam, we appreciate that you feel the way you do, but the time to negotiate this deal was a year ago, and you already negotiated it. This reeks to me. You brought up the agent. I don't even know who Cam's agent is, but this reeks to me of an agent who, like you said, thought there would be an opportunity to gain some leverage in the court of public opinion, who thought the opportunity to strike would be while the proverbial iron was hot, and misread the room, like you said, that the iron isn't hot at all. It's ice cold after the TJ extension is done, and the Steelers have no reason to come around to giving him a new deal. And fans are looking at it like, wait, you just got your extension a year ago. They just got TJ done. Everything was hunky-dory. We're getting ready to head into the regular season. Everybody's happy. Preseason game number one went well. And what, now you bring it up?
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, the thing is, if you recall last year, I don't know, were the Steelers really bending over backwards to re-sign him? That might have been the only thing on the table for him, so he might have had to take it or leave it last year to get the even into this year whatsoever.
Right.
It turns out to be a bad contract. It turns out he probably should only want 2 years. He probably should have had some incentives in there as well. But Steelers typically don't do incentives. Their incentives is what you got there. Roster bonus in March, and he got his $13 million. But I don't think this comes to a point. I see somebody mention you either want to be a Steeler or not. It's not about that. He wants to be a Steeler, but he also wants to be paid what he feels like he's worth. With Aaron, when he said that about Aaron Rodgers didn't know if he wanted to be a Steeler.
But there is.
It wasn't about the money. Now this is about the money.
That's exactly the point. Is the irony is so thick because Cam, 4 months ago, 4.5 months ago, was saying you either want to be a Steeler or you don't. That's it. That's the recruiting pitch. And then Aaron Rodgers comes in at a massive discount for a guy of his experience and his caliber. And now Cam, who, yes, probably played on a deal last year and is under the terms of a deal for this year that doesn't match his production, is now screaming for more. Not screaming, asking for more, and is saying, yeah, I might sit out games. I don't know. Look, we all know that's not going to happen. So, again, he has no leverage. I don't understand he and his agent deciding this is the best possible time to do this.
Well, it's not like he didn't, according to him, go to him in March or February and say, hey, yo, what's going on here? And they're probably like, hey, we got this other stuff done to do first. We'll come back to you. I mean, historically, that's what they would do. They would put him in priority. I mean, Hayward wasn't a priority because he was still under contract. Let me get everything. Let me get the free agencies done. Let me get the draft done. Let me get all this other stuff done. Some of the trades they made done. Then we'll come back to you. He probably was feeling that it was just getting down to that point where something had to be done here. I 1,000,000% do not agree that this was leaked by the Steelers. No chance in hell. This was leaked by the Steelers. This is 100% Cam's and his party's doing.
And look, I understand what Daniel's saying in the YouTube comments too. Just pay him. Who cares? It's not your money. It's a billionaire's. It's not about paying him. And I do think ultimately they'll give him a few extra bucks before the start of the season to make him feel better. And also it's just enough so that they're not overextending themselves. But it's more about the fact that you just negotiated this deal a year ago.
But this happens all the time. I mean, it's not like, I mean, put it this way. If he tore his pec muscle again, week 4 last year, do you think they would have picked up that March option? Probably not. See ya.
Again,
it can work both ways.
It can work both ways, but the timing is just, and here's the other part. All due respect to Cam, who's having this incredible late career resurgence, if you want to call it that, or I guess we could just call it not falling off, right? Like we keep waiting for this year to be the year, this year to be the year where he falls off, and he hasn't. And credit to him for not dropping off at this point in his career. Although I know there are people out there that will yell and scream about how they got absolutely steamrolled on the ground late in the year, especially in the playoff game. And that's a valid point. But he has played well. I don't know if there's a market of teams lining up around the block to sign a 36-year-old interior D lineman for north of $16 million a year if he's not in Pittsburgh.
Well, maybe there is. You don't think anybody would come knock on his door if they release him? Maybe not paying him $16 million. Well, the bottom line is this is easily fixable.
Okay, lay it out for me. Come on, Kabali Rosenhaus, lay it out for me.
What is his guaranteed next year? What's his roster bonus? 14 again in March?
Something like that.
You take $4 or $5 million. You advance him in his salary. He's now making 19 to 20 this year. If he has a crappy year, you're done with him next year. After the season, if he has a great year, you rip it up and you sign him to a one-year extension. You able to save face by saying, hey, we don't negotiate guys with 2 years out. He's able to say, hey, I got my money.
I think it's the Steelers then working to save face for, again, whoever Cam's agent is. I don't know who it is. Because clearly whoever it is didn't do a great job last year. And part of that might have been
his only option, though, too. We have to think of that.
So this is, again, kind of feeds into my point of sometimes you give things up in order to have a different level of security or comfort for you and your family. Like, if I wanted to, multiple times over the years, and I'll draw an analogy, even though it's apples and oranges, I could have moved to LA. I could have moved to Detroit or Boston or anywhere else and gotten a job in radio that might have had a higher ceiling and paid me more money. But I'm a Pittsburgh guy and my family's in Pittsburgh. And guess what? The people I work for know that. So they have leverage over me. The Steelers have leverage over Cam Hayward because they know that he wants to be here. So I do believe, like you said, he wants to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. But when you put all that out there, you have to understand that you're not negotiating from any sort of standpoint of strength. You have no leverage if you're Cam, and you kind of just have to walk up to the Steelers and say, please, sir, may I have another? And whatever they decide to give you, they give you, and you got to just grin and bear it. Take the shit sandwich and pretend it's, you know, filet mignon.
Well, let me ask you this. If he didn't sign that contract last year, say he's an absolute free agent right now, mm-hmm. How much do you think his market value is? More than $13 million.
I was going to say somewhere in the 13 to 16 range, exactly what he's making this year. But he'd be starting over somewhere new. He'd have that discomfort of uprooting his family and all that stuff that I don't think he wants to deal with. He's a Pittsburgh guy at this point, and he wants to be here. So that's all well and good. But you have to understand that when that's a known factor in the negotiations, you're not working from a place of having any leverage, Cam. The Steelers, if they give you anything more, which like we've talked about here and over the last few days, we agree, they'll probably give them a little bit more, maybe in the way of what you just outlined, taking some of next year's money, putting it on this year's deal, and then seeing where it goes. They'll be doing him a favor. And to sit there and say, well, yeah, I might sit out regular season. To even reference that is
How he said that, you know, he's not serious. Just read between the lines, read the voice, read the room. He wasn't serious.
No, which is why, again, he has no leverage here. So if you're Cam, I'm sorry, you're backed into the corner of just accepting whatever the Steelers have given you.
I just think this is something that's unnecessary right now. You just give him a couple bucks, make him happy. I mean, if it's guaranteeing next year's money, that could be, it's as simple as that. But the thing is, we don't know exactly what he wants. Does he want a raise? Does he want guaranteed money? Do you want both? Does he want to be, like how he said, yeah, I think I might be like the 22nd. Yeah, funny how you knew that right off the bat, right? Maybe 30-something. Yeah, funny how you knew that. But I'm never going to complain about a guy that wants more money. And if they pay him, guess what? That's how much he's worth. That's his value. I think pay him a couple bucks. I just don't know why everybody's so fired up. I mean, what are we doing here? You could be like, yeah, this is crap. This is, you know, NFL athlete, whatever. Is an athlete want more money? But just to be so upset of get rid of him, he's not a steal. Let's pull back a little here.
Yeah, no, tap the brakes a little bit. We're not talking about, oh, cut his brother to make a point and give him the money if he wants the money.
$800,000, right?
Yeah, I mean, Aaron Rodgers was just talking up Connor yesterday, I think it was.
On purpose.
Probably. But like, you're not trading Cam Hayward. You're not releasing him. I'm not on board with any of that. I just think when you're outspoken in April about, hey, you either want to be a Steeler or you don't, and then you come back around after your teammate gets a new deal in August and say, I'm probably more valuable than what I'm making this year. Okay, you may be. Lots of guys in the league are playing on deals that are less valuable than what they are to the team. Sometimes you got to suck it up because you negotiated a bad deal or because you were looking, again, for the comfort of multiple years when you could have just taken Ray Fittipaldo asked him about it the other day and said, do you kind of wish you would have just taken a one-year prove-it deal? And he could have done that. He could have taken the one-year prove-it deal and then, like you said, hit free agency, and maybe his market would be through the roof and he'd be getting the kind of money that he thinks he's worth. But he didn't.
I'm not losing any sleep over this, man. What the Steelers need to realize, too, is if they want to get to where they want to get to, they need Cam Hayward, too. You know, they need him pretty significantly. I just don't buy the if you want to be a Steeler or whatever he said about Aaron Rodgers. I think it's, you know, apples and oranges right there. I don't think that's the same conversation. Because one was a Steeler, one has been a lifetime Steeler and dedicated his life to the Steeler, while the other one wasn't sure if he wanted to play or not.
Well, I think what we can agree on is, yeah, I'm not losing any sleep over it. He'll be out there week one. It's just a question of how much of a favor Omar and the Steelers want to do him.
Was highly regarded by almost everybody from January to July 1st as an unbelievable ball player, and the team can't do without him. He's a team MVP to, I can't believe this selfish prick is acting like this. It's like,
yeah. And I'm not here to join the pitchforks and torches crowd that's ready to run him out of town. Again, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying he has to understand he has no leverage,
but you know,
get whatever he wants.
People get paid more, you know, who are not worth it, whatever. How do you think Cordarrelle Patterson was worth $3.5 million? They paid him last year. I mean, do you think, who was it a couple of years ago when they paid Ladarius Green? You think he was worth it? No, but they paid him.
Right. So people get paid more than they're worth all the time, right? It happens. People also get paid less than what they're worth all the time. We could talk about rookie second and third year quarterbacks on their first deal. Successful young quarterbacks are all getting paid much less than they're worth to their teams, but they don't all walk into the GM's office or walk out in front of a bunch of microphones and say, well, I'm better than the 22nd or 36th overall defensive lineman or whatever it may be. I'm just looking to be valued. The Steelers valued you a year ago when they gave you a multi-year deal at the age of 36. So you're playing on it now. And if they decide to give you anything extra, Cam, it's not that we don't want you around. I'm not going to be one of those people way out on the extreme saying we don't need him. No, they need him. But they signed him to a deal, and I get he doesn't like it anymore. But unfortunately, he may just have to play under the terms of that deal.
I'm just looking at some of the names. They're getting paid more than Cam Hayward.
They're not as good as him.
How about Tershawn? How about Tershawn Wharton? I'll give you a buck if you tell me who he plays for.
Nope, couldn't tell you. There are guys definitely getting paid more than Cam Hayward who aren't as good as him. I'm not arguing against that.
Grady Jarrett gets paid more than him.
Right. So he has an argument that he's worth more than what he's getting paid. That argument should be taken up with his agent a year ago. Why'd you get me locked into this two-year deal if what I really needed was a one-year prove-it deal where I could go ball out and become an all-pro again and then get paid off the back of that?
So trying to find out who, how much he's getting paid this year. How much average salary is.
While you look that up,
I can't even find him.
While you look that up, I'll thank the Dan Heck team again for supporting the show. You're looking to buy or sell a home in the Pittsburgh area, heckteamhomes.com, H-A-E-C-K, heckteamhomes.com. Dan, Michelle, Jeremy, Corey, John, Keith, Heather, Mike, Tia, the whole team ready to help you find the home that you're looking for, buying, selling in the Pittsburgh area. The people to get a hold of are the Dan Heck team, heckteamhomes.com. We appreciate their support of the show as always. People are now taking wild swings in the comments of what they think your yeet tweet was about. People are going to do this now until something happens. Donovan says, scary Terry to Pittsburgh, ?
Well, put it this way. You're in the ballpark, but you're on the wrong section.
In the ballpark, but on the wrong section.
You're in the wrong section. You're actually went to thinking your seats were in the box seats on the first base side above the dugout when you probably should be looking more towards like the upper outfield deck.
Odell Beckham Jr.
No. Close. I'm just saying.
Amari Cooper.
Right now, I'll put it this way: I would not be shocked. Within the next 10 to 12 days that they add a receiver.
Is that a reflection of somebody they're talking to or a reflection on the injury to Calvin Austin? Or both?
Probably both to a degree.
I hate when you get cryptic.
Hard because I don't know. You know, I'm just saying that I was under the impression that they're just going to play it out like they were right now, you know?
Right.
Really, what we have, Wilson, Austin, blah, 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 blah. We're going with that. Mm-hmm. I was pretty much assured of that. I don't know if I'm assured of that anymore.
So how
who it might be, I don't know. Odell Beckham, I don't even know where that came from. Is that legit?
Apparently he's still interested in playing. Yeah. So he's out there. Amari Cooper's still out there. Gabe Davis is still out there. Nelson Aguilar, Tyler Boyd, all the usual suspects we've been talking about for 5 months now.
Yeah. What I'm saying, usually where when it's cut down to 13 days.
Is it that far away?
Yeah. I think it's the 26th.
Okay.
Then you have a couple days after that. There might be some willing and dilling in, at that point.
Willing and dilling. I love
it. Willing and dilling. You probably know more about it then. But the yeet is that I was not under the impression that they were interested in a wide receiver, but now that might be changing.
Interesting. So if anything happens, it'll be after the last preseason game. Next
it'll be week. By Schefter and Hayward's agent. Send it to him.
Speaking of preseason games, they do have one on Saturday at Heinz Field. I'll never call it Acrisure Stadium against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Before that, they're going to have some joint practices, including tomorrow down there on the North Shore. Aaron Rodgers on what he expects out of these joint practices with Tampa Bay.
The thing you're always hopeful for is there's not a lot of fights. We went against Tampa a couple years ago, and they had some veteran guys, and it was pretty clean practice. So hoping for another clean practice with them, but it's good to go against a different team. I think what I said was, now that I'm remembering, you get a chance to go against not vanilla defenses. So hopefully Todd you know, he probably won't show everything, but we'll do some stuff that stresses our protection and give us a chance to get some film to work on.
Will you be sitting there keeping account on completions and attempts and passing yards during the joint practice with the Tampa Bay Bucks tomorrow so the rest of us know how this thing goes?
I'm not quite sure what we're allowed to report now. Typically, closed practices to the public means we can observe but not write about them. But last year, they changed that, so I'm not quite sure what the rules are, to be honest with you.
You need to clear that up with the people in charge. Oh,
yeah. Okay. We'll walk in and they might tell us then. But I don't know. I mean, one time they said no. One time they said yeah. I mean, in theory, by their rules, we're not allowed to report anything we see in a closed practice unless it's confirmed by a player. Hey, Aaron, did you go 10 of 12 for 106 yards and two picks and one sack? I don't think it's going to work.
No.
But if you're allowed to, that's different.
So how competitive do you expect this? Because it's been made clear by Aaron Rodgers as much as anyone else over the last couple media availabilities that he's not necessarily thrilled or looking forward to playing in a preseason game, that he might get a little bit more out of this joint practice thing with Tampa tomorrow than he would out of a preseason game.
Did I say that?
You didn't say yeah.
That's the first thing he said.
Did I say that?
I said that?
Yeah, I really what I said. So just how intense do you expect this thing to be? Or is it just going to be a glorified scrimmage? Or
It gets ratcheted up. It gets more than what you see at training camp. Because once ago, you're going against a guy in front of you that you don't have to go share a shower with and break bread with. So that makes things different right there. And there's big evaluations going on at that point as well. So it's not going to be like a, you know, AFC championship game, Super Bowl type of game in this case. But it's going to be more than just a regular ho-hum practice. I think you'll be able to see a lot. I mean, I think the biggest ones you'll be able to see is the two tackles, especially Broderick. Will he be able to hold up to different schemes? I mean, he did great against Jacksonville, and there was high-quality rushers going against him, but there wasn't much scheme behind that whatsoever. So there should be good. I mean, it's a two-hour practice. They do a lot of individuals and one-on-ones, which will show you some of the guys and how they stand out, because right now they do so many individuals and one-on-ones with the same routes, the same players going against the same players. They could probably be blindfolded and know what they're running. Obviously, this will be different. So, I like this better than playing in a game. I mean, if Rodgers gets 30 snaps, whatever it might be, I think that's much more effective than, you know, two series on Saturday.
So for everybody out there, this will be tackling to the ground. This will be full contact. But I imagine they're still hands off the quarterback.
I don't even know if it is. They'd have to probably agree to the full contact stuff. I don't think it might not be full contact. I'm not sure.
Thud, is that what they call it?
It might be. I could say, like I said, they probably have to agree to something like that, maybe a period or two like that, but there's going to be a lot of pushing and shoving. I hope it doesn't turn into a fight fest, because when it turns, it gets ridiculous. I mean, I think a couple years ago, they just ended practice early because they're like, we're done. I mean, this is just crap. Which is interesting is apparently Tomlin's, one of his main rules of practice is, I guess number 10 is no fighting every day in practice. He doesn't want him to fight because it's waste time, waste reps.
So what happens if someone from the Bucks decides to start a fight?
Well, you better be able to defend yourself.
The old turn the other cheek deal.
You know, there will be no turning the other cheek. It's going to be sticking up for your teammates. I mean, it was late in the season one year, maybe. What was the year? There's some Steelers were down all their running backs. They didn't even know who was their running back. And they brought in a defensive end. I mean, I can't remember the names, whatever. And he was practicing in his first game like it was like the Super Bowl. And the Steelers coming off like a Monday night game. And he was getting a little overzealous. So he got into a little scrape with one of the offensive linemen. Maybe it was Foster. Maybe it was Pouncey. Before you know it, there's like six offensive linemen on top of him just beating the living hell out of him. One of them came off the top rope, elbow down. It's like, yo, bro, we're in game 16 right now. Chill your ass out. And they just all beat the hell out of him.
Any tsunamis for him? Bronson-style tsunamis? Do yourself a favor this weekend, over the next couple of weeks. Make sure you finally check out that Third Do First In podcast. Firefighters, first responders, you're interested in that line of work or that life, or maybe you're already in it. Great stories being told on that podcast every day. Third Do First In on social media and on YouTube as well. Keith and Gino, like I said, full of stories from that life, and they have guests all the time from all walks of the first responder lifestyle. Check it out on social media and YouTube. Third Do First In. We appreciate them supporting Kabali and Mac as well. I want to go back to the wide receiver thing for just a second. If Calvin Austin is, I would presume, not taking part in this joint practice tomorrow because he's still day-to-day, what does the rest of the receiver hierarchy look like behind DK Metcalf? I heard Aaron Rodgers bring up Scotty Miller yesterday. He complimented Roman Wilson again. Those guys are in the rotation, obviously. We haven't heard a lot about Robert Woods, really. Is he so far down the depth chart that like he's in danger of being cut loose if they look for, if they look to just keep maybe five wide receivers and Ben Skoranek or Scotty Miller is taking that last spot?
Well, Scotty Miller definitely stood out, and Rodgers has taken a liking to him, like probably because of route running. He knows where he's going to be. So he's definitely in the mix where maybe 3 weeks ago he wasn't in the mix. But as for Robert Woods, he's your one true veteran on the team behind Metcalf. And, you know, God forbid something happens to Metcalf, Tomlin historically likes to keep that veteran around, just to have a veteran leadership in the room, say if Metcalf gets hurt. So I think that's why Robert Woods ends up making the cut. He probably doesn't make the cut because of how he's performed. He'll make, you know, he's okay. It's not nothing great about it. But if you want me to put him in order right now, obviously it's Metcalf 1, Wilson 2, 3 would probably be Woods, 4, Miller, and 5, Skoranek, or you could flip Skoranek and Miller right now. You know, it's something that's not going to jump off the page at you right there.
Right? No.
But no. When you throw in John Drew Smith, Don Air, Washington, Pat Freiermuth, Kenny Gainwell, Caleb Johnson, Jalen Warren.
What's the deal with, since you brought up the tight ends, what's the deal with John Drew Smith, another day-to-day guy who hasn't really practiced all that much?
Yeah, I don't think it's much of anything. And I don't know. He used to tell us every injury after practice. Now it's like, bumps and bruises. They have not mentioned what one time now in a week what's wrong with Calvin Austin. Not one thing. Not a hamstring, not a knee.
Should that concern us a little bit?
Yes and no. I mean, maybe yes because he's been out a week, but I mean, can you at least give us a body part, which, you know, maybe I've heard of a body part before of what's bothering him, and it's not the best news in the world, but you could definitely heal from that. You can heal from that. So I think I was just waiting to see if he's going to be ready with rest.
Because if they bring in another wide receiver before the regular season starts, that kind of does reshuffle the depth chart at that position when Austin is healthy. Now you've got DK, Robert Woods, Austin, Roman Wilson, whoever the addition might be if they make one in the next few weeks. And it kind of puts Miller and Skowronek on the edges of making the 53 if they
do. I think Skowronek's a slam dunk. He's just, first of all, during the home run hitting derby contest the other day, he hit the ball like 410 feet.
Well, that gets him on the roster. Maybe he can go play center field for the Pirates.
He probably could.
Since Cruz is busy running into people.
You know who else apparently hit a bomb? Keanu Benton.
It's a big man.
But my point is, I think Skowronek is very valuable as a, you know, maybe a third down receiver slash a million different special team spots, where Scotty Miller, it might be a better wide receiver, but I think it's all he can do. Maybe he can return punts, but you don't need that from him.
So this is where we start to get into a little bit of maybe a roster crunch as we're trying to put together the final 53. And I'm sure you'll write about this over the next week, week and a half, as that cut down day approaches. Thanks to Nail Studio 2 for supporting Cabali and Mac as well. Check them out online where you can book your appointments right there. Maybe you got somebody, maybe you're making a late trip to the beach, or you're thinking about getting away for Labor Day. It's still pool season too. It's going to be hot out there this weekend. And you know somebody who wants to get the feet done, wants to get their nails done. Nail Studio 2, the place to do it. Like I said, you can book online, Nail Studio 2. That's a Roman numeral 2, nailstudioii.com. Or you can give them a call, 724-941-4595. They got a special promotion going on for a limited time. 10% off all services for students going back to school, and $5 off all services of $40 or more. That discount, though, taken in-store only. So get out there, McMurray, Peters Township area on 19 Lakeview Square, right next to Juniper Grill, Nail Studio 2. We appreciate their support of the show as well. And a reason I bring up roster crunches is not just the idea of bringing in another wide receiver and what that might do, Calvin Austin, whether he's dinged up or not, but because Will Howard is still sort of on the edges of whether he's going to be able to play in the preseason or not.
We're just going to have to see how this heals. And, I defer to Coach Tomlin on most of that stuff. And, I'm still just taking it day by day, week by week, and doing what I can to stay ready so I don't have to get ready. You know, so if that opportunity does present itself, I'll be ready. And, I just want to stay physically in shape, and I would love an opportunity to get out there, and we'll see what happens, but it's killing me not being out there.
So if Will Howard can't play at all in the preseason, kaboom, and Skylar Thompson continues to play well, does that do anything to the outlook for the quarterback room? I know Ben Roethlisberger on his podcast the other day said, there's no way they're keeping four quarterbacks. And I find it hard to believe they would keep four quarterbacks too. But that opens the avenue to maybe if Thompson continues to look good in the preseason, maybe dealing him to someone for like a conditional pick or something, someone desperate for a backup quarterback.
Nobody wanted the guy in January. Why would they want him now off of a preseason game? These things tend to work themselves out. He's going to come out here Saturday and crap the bed. It's just going to go away, right? I think a lot of it depends, though, however, on the healing process of Will Howard.
If he's close
within a week or two, then there's no need to keep John
Skylar Thompson. No Logan need Woodside. Anybody
now,
else?
If it's like, we're not quite sure. I guess the option is of potentially just putting him on IR and having him return in whatever 4 or 6 weeks, whenever that is. You're not going to use him ever. I don't think that would be the case, because honestly, if it was so terrible that would be the case, he would have had surgery. He hasn't had surgery. So I think it's just a matter of you're cutting Skylar Thompson and nobody wants him. Nobody's going to. Somebody can pick him up. Nobody's going to trade for him. That's the way I see it's going to happen. Unless, he aggravates that pinky or whatever again, which I wouldn't anticipate happening, which it was just a snap. He said it was just snap, and that was it. Just hit right there. See? Boom.
Just like that. I appreciate like, the
boom.
The actual.
He said he took a couple snaps after then, and I even threw a pass. I was like, oh, I don't know about this, but it's not the full pinky, but it's not the full hand. It's like
right there. Right about there.
About it. Can't you just throw the ball with your pinky in the air?
No, you need the pinky on the ball.
Or you could put it like this, like Bradshaw.
No, nobody throws it like that. I'm trying to.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be much of an issue. I think Howard will be. Because you're not anticipating him playing. If you do anticipate him playing, it's probably going to be, what are the odds of Aaron Rodgers and Mason Rudolph getting hurt within the first week or two?
Don't say that.
I mean, the odds are not. The odds are pretty high that happens.
That it wouldn't happen.
That would not happen.
Yeah, yeah. That would be disastrous.
So yeah. So I just don't see the Skylar Thompson, Logan Woodside. They're just August 26 cuts.
I think Mike in the YouTube chat is trying to imply that Skylar is a stripper name. Huh. Next up on the poll, make it rain for Skylar.
Wasn't Skylar the wife on Breaking Bad?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Skylar.
She didn't have stripper vibes.
Really?
No. No. Not at all.
Yeah, I don't even know. What did I watch last night? Sometimes I do throw it on Better Call Saul, just the background noise.
Never finished Better Call Saul. I'll be totally honest.
The first two and a half seasons. The last four episodes blows.
The
black
bad,
and
huh?
white ones. I hated it.
Okay. You don't need to ruin it for me because I might.
No, it was just not good. It was just goofy. Sort of like the ultimate villain of all time. Was what's his name? The former police officer. I'm terrible with names.
The former police
officer?
Oh, Mike Ehrmantraut.
Mike Ehrmantraut.
He's not an ultimate villain. He's a sympathetic villain.
The most feared guy in any sitcom, any movie of all time, in my eyes, gets shot by freaking the old dude, and he sits on the riverbank and says, "Let me die in peace. Shut the F up."
No,
you could have did something a little better than that.
No, it's because he was tired of dealing with them, man. Everybody who came into Walt's sphere of existence wanted nothing to do with them anymore.
But this guy was the badass of badass, Mike Ehrmantraut. And this is how he goes out?
Oh, yeah.
But you've never seen him actually dead.
Maybe
we can bring him back. Maybe he recovered.
You go write that. You go write the spinoff, the Mike Ehrmantraut series. See if you can pull that off.
I mean, what an absolute great character.
See the best character in Breaking Bad? Mike Ehrmantraut?
He's up there. You know, it was a low-key prick was that goofy guy that was in.
You're real good with the character names.
Yeah, I'm terrible with
that. That goofy
guy. The redheaded guy that killed the little kid.
Oh, you know what? I can't help but hate that guy and everything he's in.
That's what I'm saying. He's a low-key asshole.
No, it wasn't low-key. He killed the little kid on the dirt bike. He's not low-key. He just was. Full on.
Oh, that's what I watched last night. Killer Cross Part 2. That's what I watched on YouTube. Documentary.
Look at you with the unreal segue. We can talk more roster crunch as we get through the second preseason game and towards cutdown day. We do got to thank our friends at Impact HVAC. I mentioned it's going to be steamy out there this weekend. 92 in Pittsburgh on Saturday. So if you're headed down to a Steelers game, you're going to be hot. You want to be cool at home? Wear a Bell Vernon Lepps helmet or call Impact HVAC. 412-297-1852, or visit them on Facebook at Impact HVAC PGH. Kaboom. Does that still fit your head?
I'm Aaron Rodgers.
The face mask is falling off.
That hurts.
If you need your AC taken care of, get a hold of Impact HVAC. That is a massive, like, Greg Lloyd style face mask.
It's from the 80s.
That's...
I should read the warning for you. Go ahead. You're doing your read, aren't you?
No, I did it. I mentioned if people need to stay cool and their AC is not getting the job done, to get a hold of Impact HVAC, 412-297-1852. But you mentioned Killer Cross, Karrion Kross, WWE. We brought it up the other
day. At your own risk. Look at that.
That's not protecting anybody, by the way.
This is how it was in the... back in the olden days.
That's the exact
thing. Aaron Rodgers complaining about his helmet. How about wearing this one, bucko?
I was going to say, that's exactly what Rodgers wants to wear, isn't it? He wants that old school.
Riddell.
That old school bucket. And called the new one a spaceship and doesn't like it at all. So you watch this Killer Cross documentary?
I watched the second part. I don't know, man.
Any insight?
He's so good. I don't know if it's a work or a shoot. I have no idea.
It's all a work. Everything in life is a work.
But he's very good at it. Very good at it. And he was at SummerSlam signing autographs,
mm-hmm.
where a lot of it was. And the overwhelming support he got from fans was amazing. So he told a story about somebody told him about his merch being number one. So he went to one of the producers or whatever they are,
mm-hmm.
and said, "Hey, is this true?" And guess what the guy told him?
What?
I don't know. How the hell don't you know?
That seems like it should be an important thing someone in charge should know.
Yeah, so
I think it's all a work.
For a guy that nobody cares about, sure is getting a lot of play. And did you hear some of the, I don't know if they're rumors or if it's true, that they banned some of his signs from Raw?
No.
Confiscated them.
I saw one in the front row on Raw Monday night.
The only one that they didn't get. No, it comes from the internet, so.
So this is the thing.
It could be a lie, too.
From now on, I don't accept anything I see on the internet or social media, the dirt sheets, as they call them. I just look at all of it as a work. That's what I mean by everything is a work. Like the whole story that came out in the last day or two about Naomi being out for an extended period of time, and they won't say why exactly. Work. It's all a work. Everything is a work.
Just everything is a work. I mean, you look at something and you're like, oh, this is interesting. Then you're like, well, let me look it up and see if it's true first.
You can't, but that's the problem. You can't look it up and see if it's true, because you look it up and it says it's true, but it's just being put out there as true by the company who wants to work you into a shoot, as they say. I mean, congratulations to them for working all of us on all these stories.
Yeah, it's interesting enough that the first thing I look on the tweeter machine, I get an ad for AI.
Everything's AI.
I'll tell you one thing you don't do. Don't ever go on your computer and type in trucks for sale, cars for sale. Oh, my God. I'm inundated with posts and reels and everything.
Because they know you're looking.
It's just amazing. It's just every single, it's like scroll. Car, 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 car.
The algorithm. Car. Gotcha. They got your hooks in you.
I need to get out of it.
Nope, you're in the algorithm now. You're in the matrix. They got you. That's all you're ever going to see again. Yes, Mike.
It's terrible.
Mike also had a comment on your old helmet. He said in high school they had pads from the 80s too, but that was back in the 80s. I remember our JV team at Baldwin. I'm convinced this is a true story. I've just lived under the guise that it is a true story ever since we were told it in ninth grade. The jerseys we had for Baldwin football when we on the JV team were the old Pittsburgh Maulers jerseys.
That sounds like a total lie.
Sounds like a good story though.
Pittsburgh Maulers.
Because the Pittsburgh Maulers.
The Baldwin sucked back then too.
Yeah, we were terrible. We were bad. But somebody came up with a good story about how they used to have to practice sometimes at Wallace, which is a school in Baldwin, and that the jerseys just got left behind when the Maulers folded, and that somebody found them, and they just happened to be purple. Didn't
Maulers have like a Mauler emblem on the side?
I don't know if they did. They were purple, and they had a little orange stripe. And everybody's like, why do we have an orange stripe on our jerseys? We don't have any orange. We're Baldwin. We're purple and white. They're like, oh, it's the old Maulers jerseys. They just got handed down.
I love when you put, you know, Baldwin came into existence. Like, what's color scheme? Oh, I got it. Purple.
What, you got a problem with schools that are purple? You got a problem with Plum, too? They're purple.
Yes. No, they're Plum.
It's purple.
Purple should not be a school color.
Why?
You know, Bob Vernon's green, gold, and white.
They have a urine-colored football black field.
Black and gold.
Bell Vernon literally has a field that looks like the color of piss.
It's the beach.
It's not the beach. It looks like somebody peed all over AstroTurf.
At least I don't have purple jerseys.
At least they don't have that.
It's just not good. Why don't you have some pink ones, too?
I mean,
pink, purple.
How come it's okay for the NFL guys to wear pink? Huh?
Do they even do that anymore? They got rid of that. They got rid of the breast cancer to make it. let me rescind that. Plum is a beautiful school. Beautiful colors.
What? Did you get a message from somebody?
Purple is royalty to me.
Is he? Yeah. Yeah. Got a text, didn't you?
Maybe you should look at your messages.
No,
too.
I see it.
Purple is royalty.
You don't want to mess with the Plum boys.
I don't want
to do that.
I just don't know how you get to that. Well, put it this way. I will defend them on this one. The name of the town is Plum.
Okay.
So it should be purple. What does Baldwin have to do with purple?
I don't know. I wasn't there when they came up with it. Not my fault. You're not secure enough in your masculinity to wear a purple football jersey.
Oh, I'll wear whatever.
I'll wear whatever. If it's free, it's me. Send it to me. I'll wear it. Mark Cabali.
You know what? All I got to say is
you got to
green and gold, baby.
You got to reattach that thing.
Yeah, it fell off. Look how bad that emblem was.
The Leps is actually kind of cool on the side.
Yeah,
whatever that cat is supposed to be on the other side that looks like they just
easy
ripped it off a sticker machine and stuck it on the side. I can't believe that thing's still
on. You know what, though? I will admit this right now. This is not the original face mask that goes with this. This was probably late 80s. My brothers were going to Pitt, and I was down there one time, and we walked past, you know, maybe the football dumpster, and they were throwing away all these face masks, and I grabbed one.
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
And that's what you put on your high school football?
I just used it for this one.
That is a badass face mask, man.
Yeah, it might have been Mark Spindler's for all I know.
Greg Lloyd had the best face mask.
Maybe it was Burt Grossman.
Burt Grossman. Lloyd had the best face mask. It was that size, but it was those thin bars. Remember those?
I think it's illegal now.
Probably. But it was just, and it came out like this far from his face. Like his face mask could hit you a half hour before the rest of them hit you. It was that far out.
You know who's a big fan of Greg Lloyd was the great Nick Maraldo. Apparently, as a kid, he went up in training camp and tried to get his autograph, and he ignored him. I said, Nick, he's not hired for his disposition.
No. I'd rather be ignored by Greg Lloyd than told to go F off or, like, given a dirty look or maybe smacked around.
Maybe there's a player this year told a reporter to go F off, too.
Really?
He might have deserved it, though. Not a local one, not a national one, just one that straggler.
Doesn't come around all that often.
He was being a real pain in the ass, and he finally told him to go F off.
In front of everybody?
I believe so.
That's amazing. I need the lowdown on that after we wrap up here, which we're going to do now. Well, up to something season tomorrow, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You just feel like maybe a mango or two, right?
Maybe. Maybe a little up to something season tomorrow. And then Friday, we'll preview. We'll go over what happened during Thursday's joint practice, at least what Cabali's allowed to tell us. And then we'll preview that second preseason game, Donner Heinz Field, on Saturday night. You going to be down there on Heinz Field Saturday night? Am I going to see you down there?
I'll be there, but I'm not going to be on the field.
Gonna be hanging out in the AC.
They don't let us on the field anymore.
Hanging out in the air conditioning, getting that free media meal.
I got the free media meal. I mean, don't get me started with that crap. I got a great, great video. I wish I could find it.
Well, that helps.
Well, you give me a second, maybe I'll find it. It's not like you've haven't talked enough to be able to buy some time.
No. It's the fine art of BS. I've told you that before. What did, could you at least clue us in on what you're looking for?
Because I'm giving away. Jesus. Here we go. I mean, this phone.
Anytime now.
Tell your rear end down. Video.
Home your video. Ass down.
I got a great video. This is great, great stuff here, man.
I'm sure it is. We're all waiting with anticipation.
Wow, I can't seem to find this.
Okay, great.
Oh, but it's well worth it.
Can it wait till Friday's show? You can send it to me and we'll actually play it for people?
Oh, this is something funny. No, because it's only about 2 seconds long.
This is why people came to the show.
I bet you people are waiting with bated breath right now.
Yeah, so they can see you scroll your phone. That's why they came.
Why can't I find this crap?
While he's still looking, I'm going to remind you that if you're one of the first 500 followers on Instagram, you could get this fine $100 gift certificate to Yoli's Casino and Craft House in Jefferson Hills. Great food, a couple of drinks, you and the family, maybe you and some friends. And like I mentioned off the top of the show, when we get to 2,500 subscribers on YouTube, somebody's winning an autographed Paul Skeens baseball. We are now up around 2,340 subscribers or so. So another 160, we'll get there. You want to be one of those next 160 or so to get in on the drawing for the Paul Skeens baseball. Have you found it yet? You've been sitting there searching for a solid 3 minutes.
That's the problem. I got about 7,000 different videos. We might as well just say the hell with it.
Find it before Friday and we'll look at it then.
It's not that big of a deal.
Well, you've made a big deal out of it.
Oh, I found it. Here it is. It was, you know, what do you call it? Something happening Thursday?
Up to something.
I'll give you a... You tell him, right?
You don't get those things from petting kitty cats.
Every time Fittipaldi makes a... That's something I send it to him. You tell him, Ray. Well, if you know what that means, you know what that means.
Yeah, probably.
Totally. Petting cats.
I don't get these from sitting around petting kitty cats.
Man, we should like redo that commercial.
Oh my God.
We'll sit around. Remember, swing a 10-pound hammer.
Why are they just beating the rails with a sledgehammer,
by the way? That's what you do. Paul Bunyan, right? Not Paul Bunyan. What was the guy that they beat? Not Paul Bunyan. Who was it?
I don't know.
You don't get these by putting credit cards.
You tell them, Ray.
Bringing a 10-pound sledgehammer.
All right. Let's wrap it up for today. Thanks to all of you for joining us. Thanks to everybody for supporting the show. We'll do it again Friday. Like I said, we'll wrap up the joint practice from Thursday. And we will also look ahead to the Saturday game. Yeah, good point made by Rick before we wrap up here. Thoughts and prayers to everyone in that Claret and Coke Works explosion a couple days ago.
People down there used to work there. My kid's former baseball coach worked there.
Yeah, so had people texting me who don't live in town. Hey, is everything okay? You live in Jefferson Hills, right? I was like, yeah, sure.
I wasn't here. Were you in town? People told me you could hear it from here.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear it from where we are. I mean, it's a good 7 or 8 miles as the crow flies from where we are. over
where I used to live at was right down the river.
You would have definitely heard it. But yeah, to everyone involved in that, and especially thanks to the first responders who were on the scene there to help with that. So we will wrap up today's show. We'll do it again Friday. And by then, Kaboom will have found another video to spend 5 minutes scrolling through his phone looking for.
It was worth it.
I guess it was. Yeah, you're right. It was in the end. We'll talk to you on Friday. Thanks for supporting Kabali and Mac. We'll see you.